Where else could the water be coming from? Zero asked. Water doesn't run uphill. Stanley bit into an onion. It didn't burn his eyes or nose, and, in fact, he no longer noticed a particularly strong taste. He remembered when he had first carried Zero up the hill, how the air had smelled bitter. It was the smell of thousands of onions, growing and rotting and sprouting. Now he didn't smell a thing. "How many onions do you think we've eaten?" he asked. Zero shrugged. "I don't even know how long we've been here." "I'd say about a week," said Stanley. "And we probably each eat about 20 onions a day. So that's 280 onions," said Zero. Stanley smiled. "I bet we really stink." Two nights later, Stanley lay awake staring up at the star-filled sky. He was too happy to fall asleep. He knew he had no reason to be happy. He had heard or read somewhere that right before a person freezes to death, he suddenly feels nice and warm. He wondered if perhaps he was experiencing something like that. It occurred to him that he couldn't remember the last time he felt happiness. It wasn't just being sent to Camp Green Lake that had made his life miserable. Before that, he'd been unhappy at school, where he had no friends, and bullies like Derek Dunn picked on him. No one liked him, and the truth was, he didn't especially like himself. He liked himself now.
I think it's great that Stanley has more confidence now. Maybe the curse really has ended. Stanley has definitely matured, but not because of the warden's phony hole-digging scheme. He's worked hard. He risked everything to save Zero. He found food and water in the desert. Those are all amazing accomplishments. No wonder he's feeling pretty confident. Let's continue reading at the last line on page 186, which starts, "He wondered..."
He wondered if he was delirious.